So I'm sure you are aware, but all around the world there are beautiful church buildings. And I'm sure those people who built these buildings set out to honour God, to provide a place where people could engage with God, where he could be praised and worshipped. But the tragedy today is that so many of these beautiful buildings are empty, except in a few instances for a couple of tourists. The people are just not there. God is no longer honoured in many of those places. History tells us that the saying, if you build it, they will come, is just not true. I wonder what will be said in 100 years' time of this church building, the one we are building. I wonder if it will become just a tourist attraction. Or will it still be known as a place where God is honoured, where he is worshipped, where people can engage with him? We must ensure that is the case. It's up to us. And that is why we are thinking now about what it means to be church. We have been exploring Philippians, the book of Philippians in the New Testament, and have seen that being church means to be God's people. Those who have Jesus as the centre of their existence, those who are committed to God's kingdom work, to being signs that shine out Jesus in this dark world. And there's something else here in Philippians that we need to think about as we think about continuing being the church, and the church not just being a building. Paul speaks of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Yes, to be church is to be God's Spirit people. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about the person and work of God, the Holy Spirit. And Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, focuses our attention on three essential aspects of what the Spirit does in our lives. And to help us think about this, let me frame it like this. No Holy Spirit, no way. Without the Holy Spirit, there is just no way. There is no way we can live. In Philippians 1:19, Paul speaks of God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Now, in this simple statement, Paul picks up on a theme we see throughout the Bible. Without the Holy Spirit, it is impossible to live the life God has designed us to live. As the Old Testament prophet put it, it is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. In the 1950s and 60s, Russia and America were racing to get the first person out of the Earth's atmosphere and into space. The challenge was to develop the technology that enabled them to do it, to develop a rocket that was powerful enough and safe enough. And in April 1961, Yuri Gagarin, a Russian, was the first person into space. Well, in a similar way, God has designed a way for us to live that is beyond this Earth's spiritual atmosphere. It is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, who enables us to live lives that please God, to live as the followers of Jesus. He is, if I may put it this way, God's technology. He is God's provision. Paul is writing from prison. He is facing the very real prospect of death. But he doesn't know. He could be released. He might not. But regardless of what happens, Paul's life is in God's hands. He is trusting Jesus. He knows what God has provided for him and is living in the confidence of that. Remember what Jesus said, what we just read? I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Here is the thing we need to grasp right now. Rely with and go with the technology that works. Rely on and go with the Holy Spirit. Live in the Spirit. Ask God to constantly fill you with the Holy Spirit. Ask God to give you what gifts, what abilities are needed to serve him today. Ask God to work in the lives of the people around you. And trust him to do it. Believe him for it. No Holy Spirit? No way can we leave. And no way can we be church. In the context of appealing to the Philippian church to be united, one of Paul's reference points is that they have a common sharing in the Spirit, Philippians 2:1. Other translations speaks of fellowship in the Spirit, fellowship together with in the Spirit, being in a community of the Spirit, participation in the Spirit. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 12:13, and said, we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slaves or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. We are church together because the Holy Spirit has made us church together. He has placed us together in one body. We have been baptized. We have been immersed. We have been saturated. We have sunk into the very body of Christ. Paul is reminding us here in how it is possible for us to be church. No Holy Spirit, no way we can possibly be the church. This is a common life, a fellowship produced by the Spirit. There is an aspect of this that is particularly important for us to think about at the moment. You see, as human beings, we are created in the image of God. We are made for relationship, for fellowship. Interestingly, in Genesis, when it came to the creation of the first person, the text reads, and God said, let us. This subtle, this little indicator that God is the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that is revealed throughout Scripture. And God in this mysterious way is one God in three persons existing in perfect fellowship. And as human beings created in the image of God, we are created for relationship, for fellowship. God did not make us to be alone. It is not good. We need other people. For the last 7 months, we have been together via Zoom. I appreciate the technology. I appreciate that we can meet like we are this morning. We can meet like this in small groups and meetings. I really praise God for the technology. And I accept we need to do it. Let's be smart here. Let's be wise. Let's take appropriate medical advice and let's do what we need to do it. And yes, we at Southside will probably need to do it for a little longer. But here is the thing. We need to be together. We need to see other people in person. We need each other. I need you. There's a lot of research that's suggesting that in the wake of all this social isolation, there is a craving for person-to-person contact, and that in fact it's not healthy for people to live in isolation. And here for us, we need to grasp this. We are the body of Christ. We share together in the common life of the Spirit. And friends, that is personal. It's person to person. I need you. You spur me on. You encourage me. You challenge me. We all need that in our lives. And so, friends, sure, it's challenging how we do this, but let's look for opportunities to be together. Encourage your kids to go to the park tomorrow, the high school kids. Let's look for ways to spend time together, to encourage each other, to care for each other. And then thirdly, the Apostle Paul reminds us here in Philippians that no Holy Spirit, no way, there is just no way we can know God. Paul writes in Philippians 3, verse 3, we are those who serve God by his Spirit. Other translators put it, who worship by the Spirit of God. When Paul came to Philippi, he encountered a Jewish woman named Lydia. And Luke in Acts 16 tells us she was a worshiper of God. That is, she served God according to Jewish religious practices. She worshiped God according to the Jewish religion as opposed to the pagan religions of the day. But by the end of the encounter between Paul and this woman, we see her being baptized and describing herself as a believer in the Lord, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lydia went from worshiper to believer in the Lord, worshiper of God, worshiper as a Jew, to a believer in the Lord. How did that happen? Well, Luke tells us in Acts, Paul speaks. He came to this place where Lydia was and he spoke. And yes, we can safely assume he would have talked about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus as he did whenever he had such an opportunity. And then listen to what Luke tells us happened next. Paul speaks, shares the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus. And Luke says, the Lord opened her heart. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. From beginning to end, what happened in Lydia's life was a work of God, the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit who revealed the message of Jesus. It was the Holy Spirit who empowered Paul, called and empowered Paul to preach the name of Jesus. And it was the Holy Spirit who opened Lydia's heart to receive this life-giving message. No Holy Spirit, no way can we be saved. No way can we hear and receive the message of Jesus. No way can we know God, can we serve God, can we worship God. There is just no way. Yes, that is what Jesus spoke of when he talked to Nicodemus, for example, of being born of the Spirit. And when he spoke, said to the Samaritan woman, the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and truth. This is what happened to John Wesley when he spoke of his heart being strangely warmed. This is what happened to me when, as a 17-year-old, I went from someone who was actively anti-Christian and couldn't care less about God to someone who wanted to know Jesus. I still shake my head at that. I was someone who went from cynical unbeliever to knowing Jesus is real. Yes, we who have believed in Jesus are those who serve God by his Spirit. We are those in whom God lives by his Spirit. Friends, don't let someone say to you that God, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, does not live in you because you have not had a particular experience or you do not have a particular gift. It is just not true. The Bible is clear. Listen to God's word, Ephesians chapter 1. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believe, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. Yes, friends, we who have believed in Jesus are God's Spirit people. Without the Holy Spirit, there is just no way. There is no way we can know God. There is no way we can be the church together. There is no way we can live this life God has created us to live. Hear the truth of God's word. The gift the Father promised, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ has been poured out. Keep on being filled with the Spirit. Amen.